Okay? Pigs get fat. You got that part?
Yes.
Repete. Say it back.
Pigs get fat.
Uh-huh.
Hogs get slaughtered. Yes. So basically, the pigs are smart, and the smart thing to do is not to want this whole process to go in 2 weeks, but to take my time and focus on longer-term stuff and not be a hog.
Right. Well, and if you were a bootlegger making Canadian Club, we'd also say it would not serve you well to get drunk on your own liquor. Okay? Because you don't want to set yourself into that position. It's much easier. There's more profit in pity than there is piety. But piety is what we're trying to get you to.
Yeah.
Okay? At the end of the day, the lowest common denominator of this little segment of the conversation would be, do not, under any circumstances, confuse power with authority.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you get power down, you also get full authority. So we're not eliminating authority. We're just saying don't try to achieve power vis-a-vis authority, or you'll end up like that Obama person. He's not the most powerful man in the world. He has the most authority, but he can't. He has to ask permission if he can smoke a cigarette if he wants to.
Yeah.
And then they tell him he can't.
So now that we have the rate of it, 0.87, what now do we do?
Okay. Well, we already said, once you have your points, you have your A, B, C, you've identified what A, B, and C is, you pick 3 points to triangulate, and now we want to know what A is going to be. So now you have a tangent, your A, B tangent line. Now, AB tangent line is 96.28, and the euro dollar, or B, is 1.3551, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now if A is 96.28 and B is 1.3551, what would AB be?
Would it be A times B?
Well, if you're trying to give a tangent of an equilateral triangle, what would it be?
Oh, yeah, I remember this. I'm trying to figure out the equation.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Okay.
It's not A over B cos C or A over B
sine.
What is it? Pardon?
Sine.
Sign. Okay.
All right. So, but then you can research that and play with that to suit you. Okay.
Wait, but we're looking for the equation though, right?
We're not looking for, we're giving it to you.
Okay.
But we're doing it, you like things linear so you can look at it. So now we've got A to B, and you know what A, B, and C is. So now you want A, B, and you know that is the tangent. So AB equals tangent. Now, when you're calculating, you can find the formula for tangent of A to B, what that is, in a graphed position, its value. So AB equals tangent equals a linear point on a graph, correct?
Yeah, let me just write that down. A, B
equals
now, when you
tangent.
Say tangent, is that tan? Like on a calculator, is that tan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Equals a linear point.
Okay, so A, B, which equals tan, equals a linear point.
That's correct. And if you have an equilateral, and it's logical because with an equilateral triangle, it most certainly would be graphed A and B, and then you have to calculate what the value of A, B is.
Yep.
That's your tangent.
So,
okay. Now, wait. Now, you know these little calculatory things, the little calculator Hewlett-Packard things, little
like
Eddie boxes?
In front of me?
Yeah, those are laddie boxes. If you got the right one, you can pull tangents, and it'll actually give you the wave, won't it?
Oh, a graphing calculator.
Uh-huh. It'll give you the wave, won't it?
Yeah, I do have a graphing calculator.
Yeah,
okay.
we know. Now, in that graphing calculator, guess what that'll do? That prepares functions. Well, in prepared functions, guess what it does? It pulls the sine cosine off of those tangents and can tell you what that wave is going to be on a graph, in a progressive graph. Now, your graphing calculator, it'll go from left to right, won't it?
Yes.
Well, isn't that amazing? And in a future point of that sine or cosine wave, won't it tell you, as you can graph as far as timing goes, since there's not any, of exactly what a prefix pre-pointed point would be if you knew what C is as 1.6164?
Yeah, along the line it would.
Well, son of a bitch, look at that. Now, if you can figure out them little pinpoints on your little addy box, and then you get on your looky box, what does that thing do? That's got little waves that goes up and down and up and down. It looks sort of like a wave, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay, now you're getting on something. So now you take your addy box, and you set it up there where you can see it. And then you get your looky box where all them screens are. You know, it looks like something out of Star Wars with all your little computer screeny things. All right, you look at the addy box, and then you look at the looky box, and you go, wait a minute, that's interesting. But now you're just trying this out, Nelson. You see, you're trying it out. You're making this real for you. Now you play with that because now you know the tangent. You know what A is. You know what B is in a historical point. And then you know what a day rate is, and you'll be able to glean that information instantly anytime you desire it when you want to work on it. Then you'll be able to plug that 0.87 as a ratio.
Okay.
So then your ratio then becomes what your tangent is divisible by, isn't it?
Yes. Okay, I've got my graphing calculator up and running now. I got batteries.
Okay. Well, we gave you the information, and you'll be able to play with this, because now what we want to do is get you in a position where you can play with this formula, because we want it to be yours. All right? Now, you got AB equals tangent equals a linear point. You have a ratio of your interest rate, which is, so what we said is 0.87. Okay, but you can find that out. And now you know A is going to B.
Yes.
Okay? So that's your tangent. Now, you've got A, B, and C in a triangulated position. When you figure out what A, B equals and pull a tangent, that sets a linear point. But now, you know what A was, but now you want to know what A's gonna be.
Yep.
Got it? So now, with the triangulation point of C, you would want to draw a line, a stop gap, a stop point on an equilateral triangle across. You want to make a crossbar, like same way it is on your computer. They're straight vertical bars that give breaks of a month, a day, a minute, an hour, a year, or whatever it is. You know how to do the things? Well,
yep.
That's on the computer screen. We're talking about on your triangle. You draw a line across and make a smaller, tiny, little equilateral triangle that would actually be parallel to your tangent.
Okay.
See what we did?
The line that you're talking about would actually be a line that would be diagonal left to right on my piece of paper.
Fine.
Like
that's
here.
Exactly correct. And it would be parallel to your tangent, AB.
Parallel to the AB line.
That's right. Now, look here. Okay. Look here. Now, wait. Now, this is getting good. Now, look at that parallel line, AB, and look at that new line that you have drawn.
Here, let me draw it where I think you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
Doing it in a dotted.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like that.
Okay. Now, you have it. You've got your equilateral triangle. Now, take your piece of paper and turn it about, I guess, 45 degrees. Look what happens.
Like this.
You have two parallel bars, just like on your computer screen.
Yes.
Now you got B going to C is going up on your graph, isn't it?
Yeah, relative, if you keep those vertical.
Yeah.
Keep the parallel lines
so,
vertical.
So. If you know what A is going to B, and you know B's going up to C, then A is going down to C, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So, now, this is so good, and it's so simple, really, 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 if you look at it, but you want to analyze this information to make it work for you. Don't take it literal.
Yeah, Bob,
this is
being recorded, right, Bob?
It is. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's critical because it's so simple. Okay, now. Now, you've turned it 45 degrees. You have two parallel lines just like you have on your looky box, don't you?
Yes.
Now then. So, if you were betting euro to dollar and Great British pound to dollar, okay, on the next day, which is a historical moment, now we haven't done the calculation, but we're just telling you right here. Look here.
Yeah.
From that point, from what little information you've gained right here, you would know that the euro to the dollar, so euro to Great British pound, it would be going up.
The euro to Great British pound would be going up.
That's correct.
Both of them will euro
no, no,
and
no.
pound.
Euro to the Great British pound would go up because remember you've got it turned 45 degrees, so it goes up. So that would be your sign. That price is going up. But now since you're looking in the history in the back, you can go to the next day and see if the Great British pound went up against the euro or if it went down, and you'd find that it went up. Now, we haven't got the specifics to it, but it's just a little test to see so you can get your feet wet. And then you could look on there, and you could look at A, which is the Credit Suisse point, toward the Great British pound, and you'd see that had gone down.
Yeah, let me just find. I've got to find the actual.
Now know how to sort of play with that. So if you can make that work historically in the stuff that's already taken place, and then plug the numbers in to be able to pull the tangent, then you could do it at any level, couldn't you?
Yeah, but this is. What if I had originally placed the U.S. dollar Swiss on C?
Then the answer to the question would have been just diametrically shifted based on that. A is going to be, got it? So that's going to be your tangent. So then you would just turn it right around and you'd know if that was the case, the way you've drawn it out, without putting in the numbers now, we're talking about theory, then you would know that the Great British pound would be going up, well, actually, you'd be going down to the Credit Suisse.
Yes.
If you switched A and C.
So it's right. The euro went up against the pound on that day.
Exactly. Motherfucker.
60, a lot of pips, 68 pips.
Motherfucker. But you knew that because you had the formula. And it even did it in such a way that it put it in a format the way your looky box already tells you it does. You don't even have to make a new thing.
No, you don't.
Now there are numbers involved because that's horseshoes and hand grenades, Nelson. If you know it's going down, great, but you could miss it 50 pips and go bankrupt, all right?
Yes.
So now you take your actual values. Now, you do know your Forex, it's live, but it's not really live, don't you?
Yeah, it's a little bit in history.
Everything is, but the point then becomes, when you play with your, this is another little point where we say in this business world that liars always figure and figures never lie.
Okay.
Okay, now that is a bit glib, but it works here because the numbers will always work. especially when you have the access and capacity of a day's trading range a day before it is.
Okay, Nelson has to go. It's been an hour and a half.
I text canceled with the person.
Okay. Do you want to pay for 2 hours, Nelson? Do you want to keep going and pay for 2 hours?
Well, I don't know if I need an incentive for the second hour. I mean, I've got a pretty good incentive.
No. You want to be charged for 2 hours?
Well, you know what? I'd rather absorb all this and come.
Okay, let's stop.
That's right. It would serve you. It would serve you because the word's recorded. Now, go back and play with it. We got one more little thing to finish up now. Once you do these triangles, now you can go back in history and play with it in all different sets of runs. And it makes no difference what A, B, and C is, as long as A is going to B.
Okay. And
what's the
actual final equation? What's the final equation that we're looking for?
You already have it.
What is it?
Well, A, you got to figure out what AB is. It equals the tangent as a linear point. Then you have to draw a parallel line from AB, and then you have a mark of a span of a distance. Then you fill in A, B, and C of what that formulary is. Then you pull those numbers as values for A, B, and C. Then you pull a sine cosine from A to B, A sine B cosine, toward C. And before you hit C, you will cross into a point. And that point will tell you exactly what A falls to within that equilateral triangle.
Okay.
Because, see, A can't go outside of the triangle if AB is always the tangent.
Exactly.
Right.
So okay. That we'll have to go over that more in depth the next time.
Yes, but that's the formula. But what we want you to do now is you play with this information, because once you actually get down to where you can re-listen and go, holy crap, this is a little weird. Wait a minute. This is that. That's that. Because we've laid it out so you can see it. Because once you can see it, then you won't have to say, look, you'll be able to see. And once you'll be able to see it and play with it in some levels, those levels will then put you in a position where you can prove your point historically. And once you prove your point historically, then we're going to have you do an imitation trade or a play trade.
Yep.
Where you nebulously pick a point and run your numbers and then give it a minute and see how you did.
Okay, great. That's a great idea.
Then what happens is you start getting real comfortable with that, because then it's just plugging in numbers into a graphing calculator and holding up the Addy box up to the Looky box and going, well, if I can trust this calculator, and there's no reason for me not to, if I can trust this calculator, then this calculator tells me it's going to be this. And if you do that, then you can say, okay, I'm going to say $10,000 at this trade, imitationally, pretend, and I'm going to see how it turns out. But you'll be able to know in advance from your formula as you tweak it to suit and work you, because people play the market different ways. But that basics works every single time, because you could then go on the downside of betting against the Credit Suisse against the Great British Pound.
Yeah, you take
and
it on
might
the
make, that's what we're talking about, multiple trades, that you could say, okay, dollar to Credit Suisse, okay? Credit Suisse to pound. Make two trades and you've made your month.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you could make $50 million on those trades one day.
Or in less time than a day. I mean, that seems Yeah, but see, that's what we're talking about. And once your numbers work, then if they have a world disaster or something blows up, it really doesn't matter, Nelson, because you already got the information from the day that already is.
Yeah,
you can't fuck up history if you're a day in advance. That's why it's at Kuala Lumpur. You can't fuck up history if you're in the history.
If the whole wide
world blowed up, Maybank, it's already a day before.
And you'd see it in the rates.
And you'd see it in the damn rates.
That's funny. Fantastic.
And brilliant people run around trying to get inside information to figure out, oh, what's the pound going to do tomorrow? Oh, what's the pip on the pound? Oh, what? Ain't going, you dumb fuck. It's already past tense a day. This isn't rocket science.
You really know what you want to know what it does in 2 days, but you just wait a day and then you look forward to Maybank and you can have a glimpse of it.
But they'll tell you at Maybank for sure what it's going to be if you did it in 30 days. This would be your yield. That becomes your ratio. Well, a graphing line doesn't change once you have a ratio.
No. You're right, and in 30 days, the interest rate's going to be higher, so it's less of a ratio.
Exactly. So it actually is diminishing returns for pinpoint accuracy within an equilateral triangle. And guess how often this works, big boy? Every single time without fail or exception.
Wow. Well, Bob, you'll have to get into one of these accounts.
I did that years ago.
Bob.
I told you I made a trillion this year.
He's just having fun watching the entire world pile up all their gold for him. They're taking it down to their local grocery stores and exchanging it so it can be all in one great big pile. It's great fun. Bob's busy, busy, busy. And then he asked Carolyn, Carolyn, what color is gold again? It's gold, Bob. Okay, gold. Yeah, good.
Well, Bob, I'm just following all you. You got to help me follow on the path then, which is what you're doing, which is fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Bob's loved you more years than you've been alive.
Well, but very, I hope not very to good. Disappoint him.
Oh, you couldn't. He ain't expecting much. It's very difficult to depreciate Bob's expectations because he doesn't have any. Great fun. Now, play with this. Be very literal. When you re-listen to your recording, do take some notes. You can start and stop and sort of digest a little bit. Play with the numbers. Get you a big old, you know, those white boards. Now, we know this is old school. But for you, it might be good to get one of the white dry erase boards and sort of play with it just a little bit. And then start plugging in values, and then looking at your historical ratio data. Then you can go, oh, my God, I got this within 2 pips. Or I got this exact. And if you can go that, once you can do it from history back, then you can play with it and even historical days where you know something goes wild and crazy. You know, when the pound went from 210 to 187 that one day. That'd be radical. Play with it on days when big crazy things happen with your worked out formula and see that you would know within advance that absolute sine was going to take a nosedive cosine based on the tangent prescribed.
Yeah. Wow. Very exciting, Ion.
Now you start. Somebody comes up to you at the coffee shop and says, gosh, I found out about this new word called a fractal. You'll be all on them like a bad habit.
Yeah.
You'll know what a fractal is. No one does. They say it's metaphorical. It's hysterical. You'll know how to apply a fractal into basic triangulation. Very wonderful. Therefore, we are totally, deliciously, happily, completely, Sheikh Muhammad Fassah.
Okay, that was March 3rd, 2011. And that ended the session we recorded the first half last week. And then we did this, so you'll see that listed as March 3rd, 2011, parts A and B. So let's see who's here. We've got Sean. Well, Sean, could you keep up with that?
Well, Bob, I'm going to go do some revision on my math.
You're going to attempt to figure this out.
Yeah, why not? It's better than having a worky job.
But you have to go and find out how to do some basic graphs and stuff.
Yes, luckily with the things I've been playing with, it set sort of a basis for me so that I can see what needs to happen, and that I'll have to study a bit to get myself there. But as Ian said, it's a formula. It's a fractal. Once you know what a fractal is, that last bit he just said now.
Yeah.
It's orgasmic, Bob.
Orgasmic, yes. So what did you? You said you're going. You've been prepared for it?
No, just I told you I've looked into market indicators and stuff. So that there you get a basis for graphs and correlation, and which is all things that, basically all you have to go understand is triangulation.
It's a combination of trigonometry and geometry.
Trig and geometry.
Geometry. That's
ratio.
You're going to be learning. You haven't heard much of what's going to happen. You haven't heard yet what you're going to have to do.
No, I still don't have that. But the more he said the A to B, what A is to be, the more I just remembered simple maths, like you said, trigonometry.
Right.
So now we've just found out the only useful thing they've taught kids in math thus far, definitely, is trigonometry.
Yeah.
Yes, that can be useful.
Okay, so in the chat line, VM Straka says, Utter all the souls that will ever be born are kept in the highest heaven beside the throne of glory in a treasury of souls known as the Guth, local to the seventh heaven level. Okay. Next, he says, but apparently that was how the circumstances of levels was in certain projects Gaia completed. The fractal layers. So there really was a Guth, and now there really is none. Phil says, the Guths have been replaced. The Guths have been replaced now by the fiery pit. Lots of people lining up to go there, especially Democrat senators. That's Phil's translation of Ion. Holly 222 says, this is a fascinating story. Yes. Weaponized autism. That's talking about Greg's friend. Then he says, no, it is absolutely focused. He is trying to hide something. I think he's talking about Danny, Greg's friend, with the videos or with the audio tapes. No, it is absolutely focused. He is trying to hide something. This could be something big and important. Who knows? That could be Q, says Holly. And the next one. Listening to the recording, he goes, that kind of sounds like me, except I like the work smart, not hard. However, when it comes to artistic endeavors, I would prefer to do anything creative, for instance, ASCII art, where most people will use one of those sites that converts an image file into text. I do it by hand, typing out each letter. Sure, it takes a little bit of time, but I'd feel unhappy with my work if it was not qualitative. Also prefer to write. Any good writing I felt I have done was written physically on paper. I type this stuff up sometimes, but there is a lot of it. I just cannot write stuff on the screen. It does not come out as eloquent. And he says, Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. And he says, oh, wee you, linear differential equations, quote, you won't have to look because you will be able to see, unquote. Good quote out of this, says Holly. Then Holly says, that was trigonometry, aye? And he says, thank you, Bob. Sam says, thank you, Bob. Well, we got another one coming. Oh, wait, what did we do? Right, so now we have another one. So this is March 15th, 2011. So was that 12 days later? Nelson has another session. So let's see if anybody came here besides Sean. What do you say, Sean? Do you have anything else you want to add?
Corn sucker pastry, Bob.
Say it again. I got some pastry.
No, I was just going to say, you can't fuck up history if you're a day in advance. Be on Bob's show.
Well, what did you say? You can't fuck up history? What's that?
History. History.
Oh, you can't fuck history. And then what's the next part?
If you're a day in advance. If you
are
a day in advance.
Oh, that's what you're quoting Ion. Did he say that?
Yes.
He said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a day in advance.
That's you.
That's right. I live ahead of myself.
Yeah.
So let's.
Thank you.
I'll play a little. You're welcome. I'm going to play. Sam says, thank you, Bob. Well, Sam, there's another one coming. I think I'll play a little music before we do it. Since there's no one here to talk, do you have anything to say? You're processing last week's. What happened? You got disconnected?
Are you talking to me, Bob?
You're the only one here.
Oh. some music would be nice from you.
Okay, I wonder what I could find. Still looking. Here's a nice one.
by the world, spinning round. Do you realize that you have the most beautiful face? Do you realize?
And most
Okay, so who? No, I lost that. I don't know who that was. Maybe Dennis Brown. Okay, here we go. Love Job is reported in. This is March 15th, 2011. Nelson, 12 days later for his next session for making $1 billion.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, very, very non-physical today.
I guess it's kind of not an obsolete question, but a pointless question.
Oh, no, no, no. If it reminds you that you're embracing your place of power to notice non-physical, that's a perfectly logical feeling place. It's not a problem
okay, well,
at all.
Thank you very much.
Well, of course.
Well, as you probably know, last week I had the Market Makers course with Steve Morrow.
Okay.
And it's a four-day session, and it was basically about the market maker's perspective of the way the markets move and how they move the markets and different strategies and whatever. I was interested in doing it, and I was kind of enrolled and up for it before we started talking about the markets about a couple months ago.
Knowing at all levels can't ever hurt you, because once you know, then you know.
Exactly. And what his course focuses on is the high of day and the low of day, and how the market maker structures the high of day and low of day.
Okay.
And do you have anything to say about that? About high of day and low of day?
He might as well have gone to great lengths to tell you about the good of day and the bad of day. See, that's all. That will work perfect every single time without fail or exception if you're playing horseshoes or hand grenades.
Okay.
It'll only get you close.
It only gets you close because you can always have a – yeah, it only gets you close, exactly.
Right.
Now, when you say that, could you – like, what do you know – if I ask you about Steve Morrow, what can you tell me about him? Like, does the background that he tells us –
oh, very easy. Very easy. Those that know how to do it wouldn't have to get resources from others to tell them how to do it.
Okay. So are you saying that he's a bit of a fraud?
Never. Never. But if you're good at it, then you'd be busy doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand why he focuses on teaching.
Correct. Because your teachers teach because they can't do.
Well, that may very well be the case. Now,
it's logical. Does he feel compelled? Does he feel compelled to help you succeed?
Yes, that's what he says.
Uh-huh.
He feels compelled
is he taking personal culpable responsibility for your success or failure?
I guess not.
Uh-huh. Okay. Fine. Is
Has
there
he really
a,
discussed, like, he states that he met a market maker. Is that true?
Well, what's a market maker?
Like somebody who's at, that's a good question. Yeah, what's a market maker? Basically somebody who has experience in ways in which they sort of manipulate the currency of markets.
Well, fuck, that's not hard to do. Anybody that's making a big enough trade will make the market.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a market maker?
Well, yeah, you're the market. If you've got enough money, you're the market maker.
It makes no... If you have any money, you're a market maker. That's what the market's made of.
Yeah, exactly. So I went over last session, over the last hour, and I jotted down a specific section that... is near the end where I basically said, well, then what's the formula, like at the very end?
Uh-huh.
And you went through figure out what AB is and it equals the tangent as a linear point. Draw a parallel line from AB, then you have a mark of a span of a distance. Fill in ABC what the formulary is. Pull those numbers as levels for ABC. Pull a sine cosine from AB, assign A sine B cosine towards C. Before you hit C, you will cross into the point. That point will
If you cross into a point, that's a significant, significant milestone.
Okay, before you hit C, if you cross into a point.
That's correct, because it may be that you have to flip your currency. See, if it doesn't hit, you'd have to flip your AB so it would. Or change your point, because just take the yen, for example. The yen's kind of gone crazy here just recently. Well, you'd known that in advance, and it wouldn't have hit anywhere in your trajectory. So rather than going from dollars to yen or Canadian to yen or whatever you're trading, you'd have to go from yen to yuan or yen to euro, or you'd have to flip the equation to know that it's actually going to be inverted. Or you'll get a negative number. You'll have, instead of up 49 pips, it'll be minus 40 pips.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And that's the point. Now, if they intersect, now wait. Well, okay, sorry. We're sorry. Go ahead.
No, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean I thought you were done.
No, it's fine, because it's okay, because you'll get there. It's fine.
Okay. what I wanted to ask was, that whole page can that whole page be summed down to an equation that I can have in Excel and just input the criteria that I need to input? Like, all I want to do, I want to structure an equation in a program called Excel, which basically is dealing with equations. So I just want to put in my three inputs, which would be the three currencies and then the Maybank rate. So four inputs, because those are the only things I know. Those are what is, correct?
Well, correct.
So those are the only things that I need to know in order to get my answer. Is that correct?
Well, with the sine and cosine of those values, yes.
Yeah,
you
the sine and cosine.
Once
so let's
you
say,
pull them.
So if I, what would the actual formula in Excel be if I was working with the three inputs, the input A, input B, input C, and the Maybank rate? So if I had those four inputs, what is then the equation that I need to, that needs to be done to those numbers?
Okay, let's try it for one more, for the fourth time. You can't do it in Excel.
Oh, okay. You can't do it in Excel.
No. You have to pull your sine and cosine and find if you have, you have to pull the other tangent to see what your future experience actually is, of which the experience would occur from your standpoint.
Oh, okay. So it is a bit of an art form in a sense.
Well, like, you're merging trigonometry and plane geometry.
Okay.
That's
so,
the point. You're gauging from a linear perspective time. Well, time and linear perspectives are false premises. See, you draw your triangle, you set your points.
Okay. So what is the most streamlined approach to being able to do this every night? Like,
pick three points, find those values, they're given. That's your beginning point. Okay?
Okay.
Those three points, you configure them in a triangle, an A, B, C points of, and it's not, we say more times than not, you could draw it out as an equilateral triangle, but what you may find if you actually plotted those values, it may not necessarily be an equilateral triangle.
Okay.
Okay, but it was, that's why we said use your graphing calculator to do that, because your XY axis would be given already by your values of the current beginning exchange point. But you can also do this, you can also do this with places, people. You know, there's lots of different applications. It's not just dicking with the Forex. You can use, you can tell time. it works for everything. But you're asking about dabbling in money crap. So you pick 3 points. You have a value. And if whatever you're interested in trading, if you say A, okay, if you're trying to find what the future value of A point is, then A would be your, we'll say the top quadrant, the top of your triangle, just for, okay. So you can get a pictorial view here. Okay, now you have a value depending on the currency mark that you're gauging, correct?
Correct.
You take that value with a graphing calculator, and you pull a sine and a cosine off of that one value of A.
And now, when you say that, what's the actual equation? Is it just sine and then the number? Like, how do I do it on the graphing calculator? Because I'm going to have to
You give the value, and if it's 1.3658, and you hit sine. On a graphing calculator, that'll give you coordinates on an XY axis, will it not?
Okay, so
and
I'm going to go,
And a point value.
1.3658.
Whatever the value is.
Uh-huh. And I could graph it, and it should graph,
yes.
Right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. So the actual answer is 0.97 something.
Okay, now mark that, 0.97. And that would actually be plotted on a graph. Because, see, you're taking linear geometry, but now you're fixing to apply, now you're applying trigonometry. So 0.97, okay, that would be, okay, so 0.97. Now you take your A value again, and you take the cosine of it.
Oh, okay, so you take your A value, take A, and go sine A. I think I said that before, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
Pull a sine cosine from A, B.
No. Pull a sine cosine from the value of A.
Okay. From A. Okay. So now...
And you have a value.
So you start, and you've got your... You've labeled your triangle A, B, C.
Correct.
And then you go... Step one after that is sine A...
Cosine A.
And then cosine A.
Yes, and then plot those values of what the sine and the cosine is. And if you graph it, you'll find that more times than not, they indeed overlap at some point in the graph.
Okay.
And now you've marked your first value of sine, you've marked your value of cosine, correct?
Correct.
And that sets the peak and the trough for a vibrational wavelength. Okay, and that's the graphing calculator's job. And where they intersect, outside of those numerical values, those are points that you will plot and attach a value to from your XY axis. Okay, so if the sine cosine wavelength intersects every x four, every time four, every four bars, you plot each of those four places between the value of the sine cosine, which you already know because your calculator told you that. Okay, up to your y.
Okay, so right now I'm going, I want this thing to draw it, and it gives me some It says clear draw, line, horizontal, vertical, tangent, draw F, shade. I want to just draw it as draw IND, circle,
right.
text. I just want a clear draw or line.
Clear draw. But now you'll play with that. You'll play with that because all of those functions apply. But that's all predicated now. Now, get this. That's all. Which direction that you graph it is predicated on what your sine, cosine values are. What if you had a cosine value that was a negative number?
Then it changes it a bit.
That's right. So you would invert it from that side. But we're not trying to confuse you. We're just saying all those any of those functions absolutely apply. That's why we were trying to get you. You're visual. If I can ever get the visual in your head, then you can matriculate it and make your, and then you might actually be successful in plotting an Excel pathogen to calculate it. But you're never going to get that formula until you get a picture of what's going on. Okay?
Okay.
And that's what we're going to get to. So then you'll know. Okay. You have this big triangle, and at the left-hand side, the top point is A, and there's a value for A because you've already assigned it a value. You take the sine, you get the value, and you plot that. You get the cosine of that same A, and you plot that. Then you plot the graph of that sine and cosine wave, and any point that those sine cosine wavelengths intersect, which they should, anywhere they intersect on your graph, that's a point that's significant. And you make a, you go dot, dot, dot. There's three of them, or none of them, or one of them. Wherever it intersects between your sine cosine value and your beginning point of A, any place that those sine cosines interact, put a dot and get that value. See, because if it's 4 over, you can calculate that, because that will become your the variable. But you can calculate exactly what that point is. Okay? Okay, that's the first step. Second step, you're trying to find out what A is going to be, correct?
Yes.
Okay, as long as you're trying to find out what A is going to be, then AB always is your tangent of that triangle.
Just to clarify one thing. The sine A and cos A, I am signing the actual number that I'm getting from the charts, and I'm cosing the actual number that I'm getting from the charts. I'm not using the answer from sine A and
no.
times the cos.
That's
I'm
correct.
Doing,
that's
using
where
the
you're
same
gonna,
number.
Right. Here, now, that's
okay, good. Just to clarify.
You've hit a great point. Since you're there, we'll take you right there. What's the sine and cosine value of that set point? That's going to tell you precisely where to set the second tangent, the B1, A1 tangent, the future tangent.
Okay.
Remember we said draw another line to make a smaller triangle?
Yes.
Well, those intersecting points are the ones that you'll connect to draw your second tangent. And now, wait, this is where it gets magical. Now, there's a little bit more to do, but let's do this little microcosmic step here. Okay, you have a big triangle. Remember, A, B, C. C is going toward the right, and B is under A, let's say. Got it?
Yes, you can see what's in front of me on my